Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Geelong is essentially, I was going to say it's the Hollywood of Australia, but it's borderline just the Hollywood at this point.
Because it's too expensive to do anything in Hollywood at the moment, and that's why a lot of other productions go elsewhere. Vancouver, notorious for being a huge film place. Queensland as well. But have we stolen that out of their grasp?
I just think that the energy is shifting from the Gold Coast, from Queensland, coming down to Geelong.
Because I love that.
The movie and film, short, Netflix series, the vibes, they're all here. Like, just for example,
the vibes are all in Jenjuk.
Like, besides, like, a couple of reality television shows, like, Hunted's had a big presence in Geelong over the last couple of years. People have seen them running around. We know MasterChef Australia's been here. Some of the big ones that have been filmed across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine, I didn't realise, and I feel so silly, Sea Change.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Huge show in the 90s and 2000s. The Cry was a big one on the ABC, which was filmed in Queenscliff, I'm pretty sure. Rostered On was filmed at the Warren Ponds Shopping Centre, which has a couple of seasons on Netflix. And the most, probably the most notable, I would say, is Round the Twist, obviously.
Yeah.
Filmed a lot in the Aries Inlet and Anglesey area.
But global movies as well, like The Dressmaker. Some very, very iconic scenes.
Oh, even we spoke about it. John Cena was in town late, not last year, but the year before, filming Ricky Stenicki at Avalon Airport.
Yeah.
So, like, Geelong has just seemed to get it all. Apparently, there's been some stuff coming through the Geelong Council. There has been more than 680 film applications for movies, TV shows, advertising, and music projects in Greater Geelong. That since 2002. So that's come through since 2002. And, like, I know some parts of Mad Max were in, like, the area as well. I know everyone's like, all right, Hollywood's technically the second biggest area for films because Bollywood is actually far bigger than Hollywood.
Huge.
But a soft third for me is now Geelong.
A soft third.
A very soft third. And I know that you were saying you did some work.
Yeah, there was a movie that was filmed here in 2018 called The Whistleblower, and it was filming right along Moorabool Street here and across Steampacket Garden. It was so much fun, and at the time I was doing Breakfast with Tom, so there were a couple of times where I was doing some live crosses as well.
Right, were you in the background of any of the scenes?
I sure was. Okay, yeah, great. Yes, I was.
I've always wanted to be in film. I feel like for an untrained person, I've got that acting dog in me. I can get there.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I've got it there.
Have a profile on Star Now. Oh my gosh, can we set you up on Star Now?
Well, I've been an extra in one digital short. I played a housing restricted male. And that literally, because of that, I have an IMDb page, which is a huge deal.
A housing restricted male?
Yes. I was challenged with my living situation in this short that I was in.
And how did that all come about?
It was someone I knew. It was an old boss. He was like, "Hey, I'm filming this. We just need some bodies. Can you play this person?"
And
I was like, "Great."
IMDb credit out of it.
And I would love, if there are any filmmakers, anyone in the production companies that are obviously doing all this, reach out to the show. I've got acting chops.
Yes.
Jess, I know, she was on Neighbours for a very long time. She was on Deal or No Deal. I know that's so different to everything else. But for someone who's had trained acting, terrible. I raw dog scenes, and I feel like whenever we've done skits, I feel like I've got that
the knack within me.
And I would love to prove that to any filmmakers to put me in their shorts.
I would love if there was something being filmed, particularly over the next couple of weeks, that we could just crowbar ourselves into.
Oh, wedge that in there.
We can be anything you want us to be.
Tomorrow,
I mean, we are very vanilla.
Tomorrow, could you source a scene for us to script, a bit of back and forth? Maybe an iconic scene between two people, except When Harry Met Sally. That is the only one that I will ban.
What about between Fat Bastard and Mini-Me in Austin Powers?
All right, we'll workshop what we're going to recreate. But I think tomorrow we prove that we've got the acting chops to get in these films, because Jollywood, Geelongingwood, there. It's there.
You got
and we can start it. It's a movement.
This is Tim and Jess.
Sarah Marie, one of my favourite things, at least this week, has been is introducing you to the things that Jess and I would normally do throughout the week. And once a week, on days like today, we do something called the Courtroom of Tim and Jess. So it's a very, like, you've got to, like, if you've ever watched any of those, like, lawyer type shows.
Oh, yeah, many of them.
Like, are we taking this? very seriously.
I love this.
So I need you to respect the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session.
What makes you think that I will not respect the courtroom, by the way?
I'll just hear you are. I could do a big long thing, but no, it's just who you are.
Because who you are.
That's who you are. And that's totally fine.
The energy that you embody. Yeah. Well, thank you.
So the courtroom of Tim and Jess, it's a very serious place. If Jess and I disagree, we like to have that argument on Thursday, then we get someone on 52232955 who we call the judge. We get them to decide who's right. We also have had people like send voice notes in, send us messages at K-Rock Geelong. We like having arguments on behalf of people.
I love that.
And this is great fun. And someone sent this in as well. I believe this is Michelle from Lara. She's claiming that her kids are telling her she's old.
Okay.
Because she still has a wallet.
Well, firstly, you'll find that children will just tell you that you're old no matter what.
Right.
So nothing that you do is going to make you young to them.
Okay.
But yeah, the wallet situation. Well, you know, some people are pro wallet, mm-hmm. some aren't.
Well, because I was fascinated with this, she said that her kids are claiming, I think she has older teenage kids. She's saying that they're saying they've seen some trends online that the way to spot like a millennial or like a Gen X or a Gen Y is, do they have a wallet like in their back pocket or are they carrying a purse? Apparently they're outdated and people just, they go full digital. I was explaining to you, Jess, who normally is here, pretty much full digital.
Full dig.
Now that Vic Rhodes has updated their license stuff, so yeah, like cross Geelong, you can just have that on your phone. She's gone full digi.
Yeah.
Like she's not in the physical realm anymore.
I do need to get that on my phone. Jonas, my husband and I, we were laughed at rudely when we were going to a sort of RSL situation. You know how it's very different in New South Wales and Queensland? And then you go in and if you live locally, you must be a member. If not, you can just go in and get a pass, whatever. And so we were going for a meander. We were on the Gold Coast and then we just toppled over onto the New South Wales side.
Oh, no.
And we were like, oh, let's just like pop in there and whatever. We go in and they said, oh, we're going to need your ID. Well, we didn't have our wallets on us because we weren't planning on it. And then the guy looked at us and went, don't you have a digital ID?
Oh.
I swear.
Nah, the scoff.
It's the only
scoff
time
for me.
Jonas is such a cool, calm, collected guy. And he looked at him and he's like, mate, we're from Victoria. He's like, oh, don't you have...
That's not how you respond, though. I feel like that's like when a Karen arcs up, is almost like, well, you know what? Yes, I do live in Brighton, but that has nothing to do why I'm complaining right now. I think, like, I have a wallet and I have all the rewards cards. I have the physical versions. Mm. I know you can put them on your phone.
Yes.
But do I want to put aside the half an hour that it'll probably take to do it? It'll all be really simple. No, I like having the wallet and then, because it's fun, you get out of the car and you go, what have I got? You feel like you're almost one of the umbilical brothers.
I thought you're doing the post-massage pat-down that you get, you know, when they start tapping you and you're like, oh, massage is done.
I think we go to different masseuses. 52232955. Give us a call. You be the judge. Are wallets dead? Are wallets, are we moving away from wallets? And if you have a wallet, are you an old person? That's what we need to justify. If you want to defend wallets, you can be the judge. You can make it law across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Well, it doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what you think. It only matters what our judge thinks. Today, that is the Honourable Abby from Grovedale. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon. Just call me Judy.
Oh.
Okay, Judy. Here we go.
All right, Abby, Judy. Are you passionate when it comes to this topic? Because essentially it's Gen Z saying millennials and Gen X, Gen Y, that you're showing your age because you have a wallet.
Yeah, no, I do feel very strongly about this one.
Okay. Let it out, girl.
So what I think, I'm notorious for not charging my phone, right? Your phone goes flat. If you have your physical copy and, you know, everyone's phone goes flat. If you have a physical copy, then, you know, you get to the shop and you're not like, oh, I can't pay for my stuff because my phone's flat. You can be like, oh, here's my card.
Yep.
There you go. Done.
Abby, I love this Abby. Is exactly why when I go for a walk every morning in Armstrong Creek, when I leave and I take the pram out of the garage, I also take my house keys, just because every day I go, there's going to be a power outage and I'm not going to be able to get back into the house. I take my keys because that's essentially the wallet of this scenario. Like if I'm truly relying on digital for this garage clicker, I'm not in the house. Mm-hmm. But it's
Exactly.
Judy,
I love it. I love everything about this.
Saying, you know, saying you're old and having a wallet, like I became a mum at 21. I now have two. And I'm 25, and you know,
you're
my wallet.
Children, not wallets, right?
Yeah, children.
That would be a huge flex if you had two
my
wallets.
My first wallet was at 21. no, but my wallet has only gotten bigger. Like, I like having my wallet, I like having one where it opens all the way, not where you have to dig through everything because I have fat fingers.
Hang on, so I am now concerned. Abby, I'm sorry. I'm now concerned that you've got a wallet like George Costanza and it's just this chunky.
Yeah, I like it.
With all the receipts coming out of it as well.
No, I never keep the receipts.
All right. So there is
that's,
some
that's
kind of.
Selling the 25 year old part of me.
All right. Well, Your Honour. It's become law across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine, and congratulations
Dabble
on that.
Has dropped.
Yep, and congratulations on that second wallet.
Yeah, that's, I know.
Huge. Woo. Wealth, yeah. Flex there, Abby. Absolutely.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
We discovered this year, I would say most people this year anyway, that we know how to tell how old you are via socks. That's been quite the thing on TikTok.
You made a big deal about the length of your socks when you came into it. Was it Monday or was it Tuesday? And you were like...
Monday.
You were showing off your ankle and it was flying right over my head.
I wasn't showing off my ankle because my ankle was concealed.
There was a trend that said Gen Z, and we've spoken a lot about the generation today, they can spot a millennial at the gym by the height of their sock. If you're wearing ankle socks, what are you, Sarah Marie?
You are a millennial with ankle socks. And if you're doing the mid-calf, mid-rise, you are Gen Z or younger.
Cool.
Whatever you want to say,
you were
right?
Flashing them. You were going, look, I know that I'm 37, but...
I'm trying to be hip and cool.
You did look hip and cool,
Thank
darling.
Thank you so much. I don't feel it that often. Mm. So it turns out there's actually a couple of other ways to discover how old someone is. So... it turns out you can really do it by three things. Socks, number one. Number two.
Jocks and chocolate.
Jeans.
Sorry, I'm getting confused with what to buy Dad for Christmas. Yes. So socks,
you
jeans.
Are early. It is May. Jeans is one because millennials still love a skinny jean.
I will die on the skinny jean hill.
Yeah,
not
great.
Skinny jeans don't suit me or most people. Skinny jeans are the exact way jeans were meant to be. So unfortunately, if that's what cool and young is, I don't want to be it, Sarah Marie.
Because younger people tend to wear the cool, big wider pants. Leg jeans. Again, I'm trying to be young again today with those jeans. But here's the third thing, and this is actually the one that sent me. This is the
Make
one where
mad.
I went, oh, you've got me, because this I can't change. And so you are going to absolutely know that I am a millennial because I won't stop, can't stop, won't stop. And that is taking or requesting a receipt.
No, that's handy to have for tax time. I like a receipt.
I do tax returns, yeah.
I have a folder, like just a plastic one, and they all go in there. Not in order. It's a bad system.
Just
but
in a folder.
They're in one place.
What kind of folder?
No, it's not even a folder. It's like a... it's like a sandwich seal bag almost.
And oh, Snaplock bag.
Chuck
I love
in
that.
There,
yeah,
give
fantastic.
Give it to the accountant and go, there you go, Michael. Good to see you. Same time next year.
Categorise them for him?
Nope.
Oh.
That's what I'm paying for.
I categorise. I go through and I do all of those receipts myself. I've got envelopes inside shoeboxes.
Yeah, nice.
And a shoebox will represent the tax year that I'm looking at.
So is it not cool to keep your receipts? Is that what Gen Z's saying?
Yeah, apparently. No receipts. Ooh. Not doing tax returns, guys? What's going on? Do you not realise like how much you can actually claim? Particularly if you are away for work, you know, you've got incidentals, other things, and the such, you know what I mean? I'm not giving you tax advice here. I just need to stipulate that.
I don't think you're allowed.
No, I'm definitely not allowed to. I'm just saying that if you do want to make a claim, you need to have proof that the purchase was made and a receipt.
My accountant goes off honesty. He's like, did you really go to, I don't know, New South Wales for work? I'm like, yeah, happened to bump into some family, but it was mostly for work.
Yeah,
and he just goes, I believe you, 100% write-off. He gives me a big red tick. He goes, Tim, You know what? I'm giving it to you in cash this year.
For the purposes of covering Tim's nookie here, he is joking.
I'm going to be audited. 2024 is my year.
I want no part in this conversation.
Nah, Sarah Marie, I appreciate it. It was your advice and you've got me on it, and it's just blind faith is how I go for my taxes. And now, not keeping receipts, now I know that I'm really cool and young because I keep them, but I don't care about them. Is that what I've, I don't know if I've
That's
taken
the
any.
Use right there.
Okay.
If you don't care about anything, you're young. Is that how it works?
No, because they care about lots of things, but it's like, if anything, too many things. And hey, look, someone's got to care about something at the end of the day.
If so they've got energy, use it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I know.
It's exhausting.
You're a first-time dad.
Yeah.
With all of your receipts shoved into a Snap-Lock bag.
Yeah. Sometimes I take it to work for lunch because I get confused.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.